today is International Women's Day 2012, and I thought I'd take this little opportunity whilst wandering up Booth Street to just have a bit of a reflection on, I was going to say, women's role in society, but that all sounds very, I suppose it is women's lib. We are of a generation, especially women of my age, no longer in my 20s and just tipped over the edge of being in my 30s, being able to look back with a perspective of what it means to be a woman in business, just a woman generally in the year 2012, and what responsibility that we have of that age to stand up for ourselves. There's been, encouragingly, a few tweets today about conferences, not connected with International Women's Day, that are taking place today, and people, of course women, pointing out that the keynote schedules are surprisingly lacking the female contingent. And I think it's the beginning. The beginning isn't to get outraged. Sorry, if I'm a bit out of breath, I'm walking up a slight incline and I'm slightly unfit. I've never been one for women's lists. I think if I appear on a speaker's schedule, I want to appear on that speaker's schedule because I'm an expert in my field, not because I happen to be a particular sex. I've been incredibly lucky, I think, in my career, that with stage management, although it's a predominantly female industry, we do occupy a predominantly male industry. And does that make sense? So most stage management teams tend to be very women heavy, whereas the entertainment industry itself, or the technical support part of that industry, tends to be male heavy. So I've always been used to being usually a lone woman in a team and having to stand up for myself and having to engage with men who aren't by their nature sexist. Because if they've been brought up in a very male environment, or they're not particularly comfortable with women, they're not the best lovers and romancers. And also in the workplace, there's different expectations. There are tendencies for things to be said that are just outrageous. And you do just have to take that stance of looking them square in the face and saying, actually, do you know what you just said there? And quite often they'll look back at you and go, yeah, that was, I didn't mean that. And they learn from that. And it's likewise, you know, as a, you know, men who spend a lot of time in female environments, they do tend to be men who thrive in those environments and don't necessarily thrive in all male environments. So I think I'm a great fan of gender balance. I think it gives structure and perspective to opinions. But I also am very averse to the reactionary approach that I think some women's groups take, and I tend to shy from and then feel bad about, because, you know, I'm a woman. I can't get away from it. I don't want to be a man. I've never wanted to be a man. I'm quite happy to be me. But what I do want is mutual respect. And I tend to find that in the times when I do occupy a predominantly male space, I do get the respect I expect. Until things progress and those become a lot more commonplace, there are always ways that you feel a bit different, because, let's face it, men do men things together, and a lot of those men things I wouldn't necessarily want to take part in. Very highly egotistical, testosterone-fueled male environment. I don't like those kind of men, and therefore I don't particularly want to spend time with them. Whereas, you know, men that are in my networks, the business people that I encounter, the technical and networking events that I attend, I do develop affections for the men and the women in my networks. I tend to find myself probably more comfortable in male environments, predominantly because everybody wants to be unique, and what's more unique than being a woman in a group of men? So it can be very difficult to open those doors and let other women in, and I think sometimes that is the problem. It's not necessarily the men, it's the fact that the competitiveness and insecurities that exist within the female nature often close those barriers to welcoming in new women. I'm going to leave it there. International Women's Day, IWD is the hashtag on Twitter. And just think about your role in your environments, male or female. And thank you for listening.